So tonight, in lieu of a testimony, we wanted to consider the idea of gratefulness and thanksgiving. And so a couple of us have come up with some thoughts about that for ourselves. And so we'll just go down the line and share our thoughts with you. So Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. It has all the good things of family, food, and fun, and fellowship. All of the F's, and without the commercialism and the pressure of Christmas, and it has pumpkin pie and pecan pie, all of the P's. So, 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in God in Christ Jesus. This is God's will for me." But I have my own will for me also, and that makes this tough to be thankful all the time. How can I give thanks for my own will and pursue my own addiction? But the reason I can give thanks is because it's led me here to be with you and to share and grow, and you can share back with me, and we all grow together. So my first thanks is for my addiction, because it caused God to lead me here to CR. And that has given me growth. It moved me away from my addiction towards God, and it showed me that my victory can be a gift to others. 5 years ago, I operated pretty much on my own. I had my world was very small. Just me and my immediate family. I had no men friends. I was just pretty much by myself. But a lot has happened I can be thankful for, and I'm thankful for friends, for all the new friends that I have in CR. I thought that I was alone in my habits, and I assumed that no one would understand me. But a lot happened. First, I got to know people in my small group, and that led me to do several step studies, and I'm still close with all of the men from those step studies and with my small group. So I had to get seriously out of my comfort zone. I got even more out of my comfort zone by becoming a sponsor, and those are even closer relationships because we work on ourselves together and grow with each other. One-on-one. One of the many good reasons why you might want to go to a leadership training class is because they talk in there and teach how to be a sponsor, and so that you could have the same growth opportunity. I'm thanks for my relationship with God. Compared to 5 years ago, I'm much closer to God. I grew up a Christian and was saved, but I was not living for God. And when I came to CR, I was impressed and moved by Principle 7 to start down this path of daily Bible study and meditation and prayer. And I had to learn how to pray. I didn't really know that, so I started out sort of mechanically by following the Lord's Prayer. And I bought some books on prayer and books on how to listen to God. I'm kind of anal that way. I need books. But I prayed to God and to Jesus and to the Holy Spirit. And then I watched them move in me, through me, in ways that I could see the presence of God. And so God has changed me. I know that I'm loved by God and that He doesn't see me as my addiction. I'm thankful for my family. I've been blessed with family. I had Christian parents. It turns out that they didn't really screw me up as bad as I thought they had after thinking about it, although they did their part. But they gave me a solid start, too. I have an amazing wife. Recovery has given me a greater appreciation for her. I actually listen to her now, and I've rediscovered how intelligent she is. Especially compared to me. I have made amends about that with her. I have two daughters. One of them is in recovery and is directly responsible for us getting involved in recovery and then ultimately to CR. Recovery has kind of its own language, words like denial and higher power. And that has improved our ability to connect with her. And she's healthy right now, and we're very thankful for that. Both of our daughters are healthy. I'm thankful for our five grandkids. They're 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11. And they're easier to be around now. They're about 97% tantrum-free. It's the 3% we're worried about. They're into things like drones and phones and dinosaur bones and math. And I get that stuff. So tonight they're out getting their annual cousin photo, which we need to put on our wall because we have every year their birth as they grew. And that photo is always a hassle, so I'm thankful that I'm here. I'm thankful for sobriety. There's a great song called Stand in the Light. The chorus says this: "This is who I am inside. This is who I am. I'm not going to hide. Because the greatest risk we'll ever take by far is to stand in the light and be seen as we are. So I'm thankful to be standing in the light and to be seen as I am." Thanks for letting me share.
Hello, I'm Robin, a grateful believer in Jesus, and I am in recovery for codependency and the effects of past abuse. Hi. So today marks my 2-year anniversary being a part of the Celebrate Recovery family. I'm grateful every day for the changes God has made in my life because of this program. It all started by just showing up and saying yes. Like many of you, I was invited to come, or maybe it was gently suggested. Either way, you said yes. I said yes. That was the first step. What came after was just a series of opportunities to say yes. Small group, step study, serving. It was my choice to say yes. And in doing so, it allowed God to work in me and through me. As part of my recovery, I first had to learn how to say no in order to say yes to the things God wanted me to. In the past, codependency had got me into toxic relationships. And part of my journey has been learning how to set healthy boundaries. First, I needed to surrender my relationships to God and trust that he would bring the right people in and let the wrong ones out. At times, it's been a very painful process, and a continued commitment to submit to the changes he's making in my life. As a result, I am so thankful for the people he has placed in my life. I would not be here where I am without him. CR has brought some pretty amazing friends into my life. It was new for me to open up in a safe place. I was deeply afraid. Afraid I would be judged, rejected, misunderstood, or hurt. This lens of insecurity was due to a past of emotional and verbal abuse. These gaping wounds told me I was not safe with anyone. Despite this lie, I chose to let some light into my darkness. I said yes. When I opened up to my CR sisters, I was accepted. I felt lighter. I was validated. I was heard. And I learned I was not alone. Through my work in CR, these wounds have had the opportunity to heal. I am grateful that although I still have triggers, I am now able to recognize them, process, and respond in a less volatile way. most of the time. As I continue to be healed of anything I surrender to the Lord, I feel more confident and empowered that I can make the right decisions in my life when I let God drive. I have felt a sense of freedom to learn that I am not in control. Well, at first that freaked me out because I believed I was in control. But as I loosen my grasp on how I think things should be, I've felt a weight be lifted off of me. I'm only responsible for me right in this moment. Surrender is the key. All this pressure to be perfect was really just an expectation I was placing on myself. I'm a new creation in Christ when I said yes to Jesus because he said so. I am thankful to be more content with the person God created me to be. And I feel at peace with that. It wasn't without the discomfort of doing something new, and it definitely wasn't without the ups and downs along the way. And I'm definitely still a work in progress. But I have learned to accept that I am perfect in his eyes, no matter where I am in the process. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Chris, grateful believer in Jesus Christ. I'm in some recovery over drugs and alcohol. Hey. So I decided to focus a little bit more on gratitude because I found that a lot of times they were kind of linked together in definitions. And so when I think about gratitude, I'm reminded of how much I have to be grateful for and also how much I struggle with this action of gratitude. I can get so wrapped up in the future and what I want God to do in my life that I forget all that he has done. I forget to show gratitude to God and also to the people he has used in my life for his purpose. 1 Chronicles 16:8 says, "Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. He has freed me from drug and alcohol addiction I thought I would never be free from. He has forgiven me of my sins and loves me unconditionally. He has given me eternal life. I am grateful that God is forgiving and patient with me. He has given me breath for another day. He has given me a beautiful wife, kids, and family. He has made this planet the perfect distance from the sun so that I can live and breathe and have a relationship with him. He has placed me in a country where opportunities abound and the standard of living is one of the highest, if not the highest, in the world, so that I can bless others. He has blessed me with a new baby boy, so I can fully experience his childhood and early years sober and clear-headed with so much joy. He has given me Celebrate Recovery so that I can learn more about what it means to be a transparent follower of Christ who can be open with others about my struggles and temptations. I am grateful for the friends I have who I can tell anything to and call when I am struggling, all my friends who just love me like Jesus. He has blessed me more than I deserve, but when I acknowledge his blessings and take action because of them, I bring him glory because he is my provider. I am grateful to God because he has saved me from myself by his death and resurrection." Charles Dickens said, "Reflect upon your present blessings, of which every man and woman has plenty, not in your past misfortunes, of which all men have some. I will try not to dwell on my past anymore because God has given me an amazing present, the present. Gratefulness is a process which requires me to acknowledge God's goodness every morning and really every moment. If I don't, like the Israelites in the desert, I can easily forget all that God has done and is doing now in my life. Thankfulness is the beginning of gratitude. Gratitude is the completion of thankfulness. Thankfulness may consist merely of words. Gratitude is shown in acts." That was by Henry Frederick Amiel. I don't know who that is, but I liked what he said. I need to show my gratefulness for God's blessings and for others he has put in my life with concrete actions and not just fluffy words. Neil A. Maxwell said, we should certainly count our blessings, but we should also make our blessings count. I'm trying to do just that, make my blessings count, because God did not bless me to keep those blessings and hoard them, that I would not stand on a hill and hide the light that God has given me. Gratitude is a choice. Mike Erickson said, I truly believe we can either see the connections, celebrate them, and express gratitude for our blessings, or we can see life as a string of coincidences that have no meaning or connection. For me, I'm going to believe in miracles, celebrate life, rejoice in the views of eternity, and hope my choices will create a positive ripple effect in the lives of others. This is my choice. I am grateful God has given me choices, the choice to choose life or choose death in my recovery, and also in my decisions to follow him. I am grateful that God has been with me since conception, even when I did not believe in him yet or acknowledge Jesus as my Savior. I am his creation. He has protected me from harmful situations and also allowed other situations so that I can continue to develop into the man he has created me to be, and I am grateful for both. Psalm 71:6 says, yes, you have been with me from birth. From my mother's womb, you have cared for me. No wonder I am always praising you. I pray that in this season of life, for me and you, that this will be a season of gratitude and living that gratitude out in daily life and the relationships God has given us. Thanks.
I too am a believer in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and grateful seems like a very small way to express how I feel about him. I've been in recovery for the past 4 years from a binge eating disorder and the effects of early childhood abuse. My name is Betty. I'm thankful to be standing here tonight. You see, this is week 4 of a very different recovery for me. 1 month ago, I was able to become a living kidney donor for my oldest son, who just happens to be adopted. One of the things that I'm certainly very thankful for is this CR. Within a matter of a week, I had received a videotape from my small group, each one of them wishing me well. And one of my step study sisters had brought us the best chicken soup you could ever imagine. The story behind this recovery is very tightly connected to my experience here at CR. This recovery story is all about second chances. Second chances for me, and also for my son. He struggles with the effects of type 2 diabetes, which has caused him to lose his left leg and suffer complete kidney failure. 2 years ago, I checked into the possibility of being a living donor for him. For the next 5 months, I went through all the tests except the antibodies compatibility test. The week before that test, I met with a transplant team psychologist. I was certain that this was just a formality and that I would pass with flying colors. I felt very healthy emotionally. I had 2 step studies behind me, and I was doing well and eating healthy. During my interview, I was totally honest about my 2-year journey in the 12-step program for binge eating disorder here at CR, and openly shared that God was helping me to manage some other difficult and hurtful details of my life. The next day, I learned that I was no longer a viable candidate for the transplant. It was explained that the risk of relapse for me was too great. I was crushed emotionally. I was filled with self-righteousness and pride. I was convinced I was wrong and that I was right and they were wrong. What I didn't realize was that God was orchestrating the events of my life for a greater purpose. Slowly, he began to change my thinking and soften my heart. He opened my eyes to see my codependency, my codependent self, my need to control, manipulate, and fix everything and everyone. The blessing has been that through the next 2 years, many things have changed. Jesus has directed each step. My new counselor slash sponsor and I have worked on many deeper issues. One of the things that I've been learning is that Jesus has it all under control. I don't have to be the one writing, directing, and starring in the dramas in my life. I need to play my part, letting him coach and direct me. He's in charge of all the rewrites and script changes. My ad libs are not as clever as I would have thought. One of the script changes for me was realizing that Jesus wasn't finished with my eating issues. He led me to see that I needed to work with a health coach. I couldn't help myself. I needed her support to really learn how to change my eating habits. I needed a plan and accountability. I needed to study and learn how to balance activities or energy expenditure with the thermic effect of food for a healthy lifestyle. That eventually led me to become a health coach, too, as a way of paying it forward. Meanwhile, this past year, things got much worse for my son. He nearly died in February, and he was removed from the deceased donor list after waiting for 3 years. That meant that he would have to reapply to the transplant team. I went with him on one of those interviews. I hadn't really gone with the intent of being anything more than a caregiver, but during the visit, I felt a strong sense that I should humbly ask if it might be possible to try and be a living donor once again. I had no expectations, but to my surprise, the process started that very day. All the tests were performed again, and on October 24th, a month from tomorrow, side by side, my son and I were given second chances. I'm happy to report that so far, we're both doing well. It's taking time for me to get back on my feet, but my son's new kidney has performed remarkably well, in spite of how old it is. In a couple of months, he will be ready to return to his home, which is now in Montana, without the need to drive 90 miles one way to receive dialysis 3 times a week. Thanksgiving will have a whole new meaning for us this year. We'll celebrate quietly tomorrow, and all praise will be to our Lord Jesus. Thank you.